Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The House and Senate are working to find a compromise coronavirus relief bill. Now that the Senate has unveiled its $1 trillion package, the House passed a $3 trillion bill in May. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the Senate proposal would about double the support for agriculture from the previous package. The new measure accounts for losses from the processing bottleneck when slaughterhouses were closed due to worker infections. The Siouxland District Health Department today has reported 9 new cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health, as of 9:53 this morning, there are a total of 3,569 positive cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County. The death toll remains at 47. And there has been an outbreak of coronavirus at Iowa's Center for Male Juvenile Offenders in Eldora. Television station KCCI reports that 12 students and 5 staff members at Eldora Boys State Training School tested positive for the virus. Officials say all students and staff at the facility are now being tested. News of the outbreak comes as the state health data released today showed 7 more COVID-19 related deaths and another 253 confirmed cases from the day before. And the latest health statistics for Nebraska show the state approaching 25,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The state's online virus tracker shows 800 cases were confirmed Friday through Sunday, bringing the total to 24,618 since the outbreak began. The site shows no new deaths, leaving the state's total at 316. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.